Tapping the Brain's Creative Tendencies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If someone told you to think about a desk cloud, what comes to mind? A cloud shaped like a desk? Or perhaps a desk sitting on top of a cloud? This is the kind of brain teaser that intrigues John Kunios of the Institute for Research in Cognitive Science at the University of Pennsylvania. He and his colleagues study how people form new associations between words or concepts. They do this by mapping the electrical activity of the brain with a technique called ERP.
With this ERP technique, we can determine not only what areas of the brain are active, but we can see moment by moment how that pattern changes. So we can get a dynamic picture of electrical brain activity and see the order in which areas of the brain light up, not just what areas are lighting up.
Kunios says that when people are able to integrate unrelated concepts like desk and cloud, it stimulates areas involved in processing meanings, memory, and language. And this skill isn't limited to unusual word pairings.
What we're really trying to do is get people to generate new ideas. And that's really a creative act that is a part of day-to-day life.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.